The late Queen Elizabeth II, passionate about the Commonwealth for her whole reign.
We must all try to cultivate the virtues of tolerance and understanding.
But for a modern-day king, it's an inheritance that could present a threat to the monarchy itself, no matter what he might say.
The Commonwealth can play an indispensable role in the most pressing issues of our time.
One thing King Charles doesn't inherit from his mother's passing is her global popularity. And critics are asking, why should Britain's monarchy preside over a post-colonial institution when imperialism of the past cost lives and enslaved so many people? However, the Commonwealth brings nations and cultures together, enabling better trade and cooperation. There are shared goals of peace and democracy. Global opinion is divided.
The process and experience of colonialism has been one of systematic and structural violence and plunder and brutality.
I really like King Charles. I think he's earned his place to be king, and I think he's going to do a great job.
The size of the Commonwealth is staggering. More than 2.6 billion people, 56 countries, around a third of the world's population. Australia, India, parts of Africa, colonies once ruled by Britain up here, dwarfed by Canada, the largest landmass of all. Canada and 14 other nations have King Charles as their head of state, but dissent is increasing, particularly in the Caribbean countries of Antigua and Barbuda, Belize and Jamaica.
Anti-monarchy demonstrations in the Caribbean last year disrupted the schedule for a royal tour by the Prince and Princess of Wales. And this sentiment is growing.
These are jurisdictions in which there are significant appeals for reparations, or at least for some direct acknowledgement of the historical injustice suffered by these places, and also the ways in which that historical injustice shapes contemporary inequality. The ability to make some kind of acknowledgement of past crimes is distinct from the decision to spend current and future resources towards reparations.
Republican campaigners in 12 Commonwealth countries are marking the coronation of King Charles this weekend with a formal letter demanding an official apology and reparations for past actions. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera.
The Australian Prime Minister says that